Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. State lawmakers are struggling with not just the traumatic loss of Speaker Melissa Hortman, but also the shock of how something like that could happen. DFL Senator Aaron May Quaid.
This was terrorism, plain and simple. He had a hit list of Democratic lawmakers. Like, there's really specific rhetoric about Democrats and about Democratic leaders that get said that, you know, people take up this mantle of violence, and we have to make sure that that doesn't continue.
May Quaid says at this time she hopes all Minnesotans will honor Melissa and Mark Hortman by their children's wishes by showing kindness and helping others. No major damage is being reported from tornadoes spotted Monday evening in south central and north central Minnesota, but National Weather Service meteorologist Melissa Dye says they had 3.25-inch hail near their office in Chanhassen.
I want to say 3 inches apple-size hail, but I think it was like last year we decided to translate that into Minnesotan, and that's roughly a hockey puck.
2-inch hail fell near Mankato, half-dollar-sized hail was reported in Waconia, and Prior Lake had 1-inch stones. A candlelight vigil to remember Hortman and her husband Mark will be held Wednesday night on the steps of the state capitol. The Hortmans were killed in what authorities have called a political assassination Saturday morning in their own home. The public is asked to bring their own candles, but no signs of any kind will be allowed. The capitol building will be closed during the vigil. The vigil will be from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Minnesota U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson asks the public to be patient when it comes to exactly what happened this weekend in the murder of Representative Hortman and her husband Mark, and the grave injury of Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette.
Obviously, his primary motive was to go out and murder people. They were all elected officials. They were all Democrats. Beyond that, I think it's just way too speculative for anyone that's reviewed these materials to know and to say what was motivating him in terms of ideology or specific issues.
57-year-old Vance Belther faces second-degree murder charges from the state and federal stalking, murder, and shooting and injuring charges. This is MNN. Southeast Minnesota farmer Rob Tate of Cannon Falls says warmer temperatures are welcome this week.
Challenges-wise, probably needing a little more heat, and that looks to be in the forecast. So crop is moving along nicely.
USDA's latest weekly crop update for Minnesota rates 75% of corn and 74% of soybeans in good to excellent condition. The Cass County Sheriff's Office continues an investigation in Longville, Minnesota that's turned up numerous firearms and suspected meth as part of an investigation into trafficking, sales, and use of meth in and around Cass County, including the Leech Lake Indian Reservation. Deputies seized a significant amount of suspected meth yesterday. Service employees, international union members of Health Partners Stillwater Medical Group announced 99% support for an unfair labor practice strike if the two sides can't reach a deal by Thursday. If the bargaining team decides to strike, they'll have to file a 10-day notice. The group of 80-plus healthcare employees is asking for better wages, improvements to PTO, longevity bonuses, and fair benefits.